I will call the May 16th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Alderman Taylor is here. He's
here.
Grinning.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we get to the citizens' comment period, I do want to point out that this is National Police Officers Week, a week to recognize the excellent work that our police officers do. If you see a police officer on the street, feel free to stop him, give him a pat on the back. I will tell you, though, that the chief does not eat donuts. Okay. So take a minute. Also, Alderman, I did forward you an invitation to the 21st Citizens Academy graduation next Tuesday at 6:30, one of those times, followed by the installation of our new canine officers.
Three of the aldermen will be sitting in finance.
We'll come afterwards.
How long? What time is it going till?
Finance meeting is canceled.
There you go.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with scheduling it.
Awesome.
I will open a citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Any citizen wishing to speak? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing no one rising, I will close the citizen's comment period. In your packet, item C, the minutes of the regular common council meeting May 2nd. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1 is a donation to Franklin Police Department for $100 from the Jester family.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2 is an ordinance prohibiting the dangerous practice of intentionally inhaling toxic vapors.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Chief. Item G3 is the report on the 21st Annual Franklin Students Tell the Truth About Tobacco Poster Contest winner, Ms. Mansky.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you got it. Can you?
The Sprint guy? Well, he doesn't work for Sprint anymore, I don't think. Are you sure? It doesn't sound like it's on, but can you
okay.
hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, so my name is Juliana. I'm one of the nurses of the Franklin Health Department, and I'm here just to recognize the 10 students who won the Tobacco Prevention Poster Contest this year. This is the 21st year the poster contest has been going on. Previously, in the past 19 years, the poster or the winning artwork was displayed as a billboard on Lover's Lane there, so around the corner of 700. And this is the second year they've been turned into posters that are being displayed at Showtime Movie Theater for a month each, starting in September of the following year and ending in this year in May and next year in June, because we have 10 posters this year instead of 9. The posters are over in the corner if anyone wants to take a gander at them later. Several aldermen, school board members, other leaders in our community judged this artwork. There was over 230 posters submitted this year, and there was a tie, so we chose 10 instead of 9. All students who won the poster contest received a $100 gift card and a movie theater ticket and a copy of their poster, and the fees that are used for this contest are paid with the tobacco license. In part. So we appreciate being able to use those funds for this contest. And while Wisconsin has been smoke-free in workplaces for the past almost seven years now, tobacco companies are still marketing our youth with various products for traditional tobacco and e-cigarettes. So the doing these types of contests and in a peer-to-peer advocacy type setting is very important to help prevent youth, anyone under the age of 18, from using these products before it's legal. So thank you for your time tonight, and for those of you who did judge the artwork, we certainly appreciate it. And if anyone has any questions, they can be found down the hall in the health department.
Any questions? Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
And thanks for lunch the other day.
Motion to accept the report and place on file.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is a resolution for conservation easement for the Indian Community School for recreational trails and a boardwalk.
Motion approved.
Thank you, Alderman.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and boardwalk. Thanks, Tim. Item G5, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for a multi-tenant building on Oakwood Road. We all know this as the Interstate Partners. Alderman Taylor.
Where's staff? Who's panel is from staff? You want to? I guess a couple questions. Is this, we have two different items here. I'll make a motion to approve. But is there anything?
Well, let's do this. This is a special use. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. This one I think I don't have an issue with. And so this one is just flat out approval. The second one I got questions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve. Any further discussion? This is a special use application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the same property, also known as Interstate Partners. This is for a certified survey map dividing a property into essentially three lots. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. There was some issues regarding their property that they're not going to sell with, like, the lake.
Lot 1.
Has that been addressed? I mean, I know there was some concerns about, you know, I mean, that's for their own personal use. I mean, that's not
correct.
Something they're selling.
Yeah, they, on the certified survey map, that is an outlot. So as an outlot, it's not buildable. And the conservation easement does allow for the property owner of that outlot to continue to use it as it's been historically used.
The issue of sidewalks were addressed. I mean, those are going in. I didn't have a
The sidewalk is a condition of the approval. It will be put in within the right-of-way so the berm can remain on the property.
And they'll be responsible for the maintenance of, the snow plowing and everything of it? That's not something the city's going to be doing, correct?
I'd fall under, correct, the typical city policy regarding sidewalks.
Okay. I guess those were just a couple of the questions I had. I haven't heard anything. They're in the audience, I suppose, if they wanted to say anything, they could ask for permission, but I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a couple questions. Maybe the city attorney could address one of them on, I believe it's page 106 in the council packet, 3.3 talks about ponds. And it says, this is the Natural Resource Protection Report from the consultant. It says that Pond 1 is 2.25 acres under the UDO. Anything over 2 acres is considered a lake. And then anything in a PDD area with a lake requires public access. I don't know if that's state public trust doctrine. And I'm just wondering if, because I, for years I heard that this was going to be some kind of park for the city. Solomon was really adamant about it the whole time he was up here. But I'm looking at the definition of a lake in the UDO. Any body of water 2 acres or larger in size is measured by the shoreline. It's maximum condition rather than its permanent pool condition if there's a difference. And then it also talks about public pedestrian access in PDDs where there are our lake. So just wondering, do we want to give up that, given that there's only, I think, 4 or 5 natural occurring lakes in all of Milwaukee County, do we want to give that up completely for the residents of the city of Franklin? Or should we allow some kind of access or spur off the Oak Leaf Trail, because I'm understanding that's coming down into this area, or not? And then staff had mentioned a couple of the catching the naming of the Oakwood Road. I think I caught a couple other ones. So on page 93, it's called Oakwood Avenue. Page 97, it's Oakwood Drive. Page 98, it goes back to Avenue. Page 77, it's Avenue. And the agenda calls it Oakwood Road. And the resolution on page 90, let's see what I have there, has just revisiting the Oakwood Avenue with West Oakwood Road, and it doesn't address the Oakwood Drive on page 97. So it's just some cleanup of the language to make that more consistent.
Alderman Taylor, your motion is with technical corrections.
Correct.
And your second, Alderman Devitt.
And that would,
yes.
Technical corrections would include city attorney verifying the lake issue, or is that?
Mr. City Attorney.
Off the top of my head, public access is not a requirement. There are many lakes on private property that do not have public access. I think your point is a policy point as to whether or not there should be some provision or easement for public access. I had not heard the issue arise at all in this matter. I don't know if staff looked at it.
Well, I'm just reading this. In addition to those requirements set forth under 15-2 of the ordinance, there, where a certified survey map, preliminary plat, condominium, or residential special use, or any residential PDD development district, or any mixed-use PDD district, or multiple family dwelling, abuts a public use area such as a park, lake, stream, hunter grounds, or similar type of public recreation area, the developer, at the option of the City of Franklin or the appropriate municipality, shall provide a public pedestrian access easement at least 20 feet wide and approved distance intervals connecting the public area with a public street.
So, Alderwoman, although the Plan Commission did not specifically discuss the nature of pond or lake, we did discuss the nature of the property and the fact that it is a private parcel of land, been in their family for, I don't know, 1,000 years. And with the number of Mars and Ewigs, it's going to be in their family for another 1,000 years. The Plan Commission took that into account and believes that it's private property for their use.
Oh, it's staying with the family?
Yeah.
The
outlot, yes,
will be staying with the family,
right,
and not...
Yeah.
Yep. Typically, when we do a development, don't we take the natural resources and they have to put them over to the city when there's resources involved?
But this parcel is not being developed. This is separate and apart from any developing parcel. It's being held in perpetuity as a conservation easement.
Right, but when they're breaking up the land, they don't have to count the natural resources on all the area accounted for, and the city attorney could...
I'll answer that in a different way. They didn't want to break this apart the way we asked them to break it apart. So so I think the motion's appropriate, put it that way. I'm a city attorney.
It's an outlot. It can't be developed unless there's a return to the Common Council for any form of development. So it will never be developed. I'm not familiar with whatever Unified Development Ordinance section you're reading from there.
The outlot there will be a conservation easement for the entire outlot, which is standard for when there's natural resource features on a property. So that will be on the entirety of the outlot.
I understand all that. I'm just not familiar with, typically we make the developer give the conservation easement over the city, and the land becomes, you know, more public accessible. Well, in case of homeowner associations and stuff, it doesn't.
Right.
But
no, the standard form conservation easement allows entry by the city,
okay,
for purposes of viewing compliance with the terms of the conservation easement. It does not open the property to public access.
The land is still owned by the property owner.
Right. The only thing is I thought it was because of the lake issue. That's all.
But what I heard when you read it, it sounded akin to being already in existence as some form of public recreational use in some way, shape, or form, as opposed to an enclosed body of water.
I'm fine with the motion with the corrections as it stands.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Motion is to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, motion carries. Move on to item G7, resolution accepting conservation easement for property at 8647 South 35th. Alderman Barber.
So moved.
Second. Little support?
I'll second him.
Thank you. Alderman Willem and Alderman Taylor.
I cannot understand the conservation easement areas at all, and there's no map. And I did print out the land layout. It appears there's like a faint drainage way through there. But could we have a map that goes with this so I can understand it? Because it doesn't follow the map that on the preceding page, and it's not possible to read what this says. Or what area is what? It's not shaded. It's not colored. It's just a bunch of L. I'm looking at page 135.
Yes, Mr. Fuchs. That's wet.
Is this the conservation area?
That's wet.
And these are the lots?
Correct. So
the lot 2 is not actually on the right property. It's supposed to go over under the next one? Or...
So the certified survey map does have this area shaded in gray. That is the conservation easement, so it is very clear from a legal description standpoint that is appropriate exhibit for the conservation easement. And the area I've slashed in blue is the area of the conservation easement.
So when it says lot 1 is the actual conservation easement? Lot 3 is a conservation easement?
No, that's just a reference to the lot. The conservation easement expands over one lot to the other.
So this is the whole conservation easement. Maybe you should put that on the camera up there. And the buildable lots are which areas?
Very small.
The actual map of this place?
It's on the corner of 35th and Fuchs.
It's on a map.
North Street?
Talk about an aerial map.
The northwest corner.
Aerial, real photos.
Okay.
So the buildable areas, you can see this top section here, this area here, and on lot 3, right here.
What's the scribbles?
The buildable areas.
Yeah, the hash lines that Kristen drew are conservation easement. The other ones are the buildable areas for the two houses and one existing.
I've seen 5-year-olds color better than that.
So the areas that... So, Nick, the areas that you just colored in more with the scribbles on them rather than the hash lines, those are the buildable lots.
Correct.
Do they each have a lot 1, lot 2, lot 3?
Mm-hmm. Well, lot... No. Part no. Lot, it's divided into 3.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay.
So each lot has a conservation within it, and those are the lots, and the buildable areas are the scribbled marks.
Correct.
Can we do a little bit better with the mapping?
Yeah, I know.
Next time.
Exhibits for, and like I said, it's better shown on the certified survey map. The conservation easement documents, I mean, that's really for recording legal purposes, so... They're drawn up this way for a reason.
I just don't know who's going to not encroach upon it with looking at that map, because I've been looking at easements for 17 years, and I've had it turned every which way and printed this off and tried to compare it, and I couldn't figure it out. So, all right. Thank you.
Alderman Taylor.